Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot in less than 20 minutes. J.W. Johnson, Browns Executive Vice President and partner in the Haslam Sports Group. A lot of stuff going on with them, so I can't wait to talk to him. I know we've got a lot of fans that love uniforms and love talking about face masks and helmets and stuff like that, and he is the man when it comes to that, but there's so much more, too. Obviously, the stadium situation, we'll get into a question or two about that, and we'll talk about some other stuff that's going on, maybe perhaps with the Haslam Sports Group. So he is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Yes?
I am. You know how I knew it was going to be a big day today?
How? You got a text or something?
No, when I came into work, the three potato chips that had been sitting on the steps here at the Halley Building for about a week and a half had been moved.
You're kidding.
Nope.
There were three potato chips.
Yeah.
On the short stairs where you walk in or where?
There were three pieces of a potato chip sitting on the same spot for about a week and a half. They're gone.
Really?
Either that or, you know, some critter got them. But
what do you think the shelf life is on those things?
I don't know. Didn't think I wanted to know.
Yeah, I don't think you do either.
I just thought, I'm sure somebody will clean these up eventually.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092, but not you, of course.
The piece of blue scrap paper is still sitting there, but that's okay. Makes me think a critter might have got them.
It's more fun than dodging some of the
don't say it.
Organic objects on the way into work, yep, which still, like, I can't believe, I think that's part of the problem with, you know, having people actually live downtown.
Yeah.
And they have dogs, yes. Yeah. But are you done? We could make it
we're good.
Could be a new track event.
We're good.
The 100 organic dash.
We're good.
Last night,
yeah,
the play-in tournament started.
Yep.
Los Angeles a winner. Sacramento a winner last night. LeBron James, 23 points. Zion Williamson, 40, but he got injured at the end of that game. 110-106 Lakers, and then the second game last night, Sacramento and Golden State. Sacramento saying goodbye to Golden State, 118-94, the final in that game. Steph Curry had 22 in a losing cause. Keegan Murray had 32 in a winning.
They've had a great run, and I wonder how much loyalty has hurt them. You know what I mean? It's one of the rare times that I think, boy, being loyal to your guys may have really hurt you. Because I think you could have kickstarted a rebuild if you were Golden State around some of those guys without keeping all of them. You know, like, should you have moved on from Klay with all of his injuries? Should you have moved on from Draymond with all of his things? But you didn't. You know, and I wonder, was that the right thing to do?
You go back and look at their playoff history. Since 2013, they've made the playoffs all but, now three times. It was two going into last night. Yeah. So all but three times. And then in that playoff history, you know, starting in 2014, finals against the Cavs four times, finals against the Raptors. I mean, you look at the consecutive years where they saw, you know, 16 games plus in the playoffs, that's really impressive. I mean, you look at all the extra games they had when you go back and look at the history of their franchise, and you know what a I think they're toast right now. You know, they lose in the second round last year. They've never if you go back and look from like 67 to 77, they were pretty powerful back then too, but you know, that run and that number of victories that they had in that period, pretty spectacular.
They were incredible.
Yeah, they really were, and it's hard.
And kind of changed the way the game is played at the NBA level.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's the thing.
Would you say they were the inventors of the three-point era? Is that what, it's not really the three-point shot. It's the three-point era of the game where ridiculous – that like prior to that, the shots that you would see, especially big men take, felt ridiculous. Mm-hmm. From beyond the arc, and then Steph Curry somehow, some way, became the Doug Henning, the Magic Man of three pointers. I would just sit there and watch him in warmups and just be like, "Why is?
Oh, it was silly.
Oh my goodness! What he was like? The only other time I've ever been like motivated to go watch warmups was to go watch Omar take ground balls. That was the only other time I've ever been like, "Wow, what? It's like a magician." And to watch and see what he was able to do, I don't know that the game's better for it, though. As an oddity, it didn't bother me. But then when it became the norm...
I don't like the style of play, to me.
Right.
And I know analytically it's the way it's, you know, three is more than two, and mid-range jump shots, you know, they're worthless in the NBA today, according to many people. But I to me, it leads to a... sometimes really, really, really exciting or sometimes extremely sloppy, discombobulated game. One thing about the play-in tournament that this is where, and you asked me before.
Right.
Yay or nay. This is where it's a nay. Eastern Conference tonight.
Right.
You get Miami-Philly. What a great matchup that's going to be.
It's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a fun game to watch. Well, Miami was 10 games over 500. And Philly, even with the injury to Embiid, was 12 games over 500. Okay, they won 46 and 47 games. Atlanta and Chicago are in the other game. Atlanta was 10 games under 500 this year. So Miami won 10 more games. And Chicago was 4 games under 500. They were 39 and 43. Either Miami or Philadelphia is going to have to beat a team that they won significantly more regular season games than to get into the regular playoffs.
Isn't that what happened to the Cavaliers? That they had won significantly
more games and then dropped two. That's what I don't like about it.
But you still got to drop two.
I know,
to lose
but
your spot
it's
in the
only two. You know what I mean? It's I mean seriously, any NBA team can lose two games in a row. And that's just the one thing I don't like about it. You know, for instance, Miami and Philly should both be in the playoffs.
And they
instead,
should, but the
instead
injury,
one of them might not be.
But the injury to Embiid should maybe make you question it a little bit.
Well,
right?
But they were still 12 games over 500, and he missed a significant portion of time.
It's hard for me. I really don't want to argue with you on any of your points because I think you're making valid points. I'm just kind of arguing to argue with you sometimes on this stuff. But
thank you. We are married.
Are you doing the dishes or what? Come on, man.
I'll dry.
They still are going to be two good games tonight. I'm really looking forward to Miami-Philly.
They should both be very entertaining games.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm really looking forward to Miami-Philly. That's going to be
I've just
game.
Been such a big Joel Embiid fan ever since he came into the league.
But double check me on that. Again,
he was worth the wait. Man.
Loser gets winner of the other game, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you could have Philly, Atlanta, or Philly, Chicago, or Miami, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago in 2 days. Okay.
I mean, Philly could have to beat an Atlanta team that won 11 fewer games than it did to get into the playoffs. Well, that's 11 games is significant, you know? And that's, again, that's the only thing. I know people like it, and it's fun. Because here's the thing. You think Atlanta has any chance of knocking off Boston?
No.
You think Philly does?
Yes.
Exactly.
I think Miami's going to give them a series, too.
Well, whichever team ends up is the eighth seed or the seventh seed. I mean, it's going to be Boston against, let's just say, Miami or Philly.
Right.
And then it's going to be New York against Miami or Philly. Man, if I'm the Knicks.
You know what? The Cavaliers are looking pretty smart for dropping that fourth quarter now. The more I think about it. Look at it.
Well,
I spent two days complaining about it, but when you lay it out and you're sitting here today, I'm really hoping the Cavs just, you know, can take care of business against Orlando, so that we don't even have to think twice about that last game of the regular season.
As it turns out, they would have played Indiana had they won,
right?
Which still would have been a better matchup.
Who do you like tonight, Miami, Philly?
Take Philly. They're at home. I think that helps.
And then do you think you get Miami, Chicago? What do you think you get, Atlanta?
I'll take the home team. That's Chicago.
So you'll take Chicago.
Yeah.
And then they'll have to go to Miami.
And then I'll take Miami.
Yeah. And by the way, isn't that the way the regular season played out, too?
I think Philly, Miami are the teams that will advance, but still. If I'm whichever team loses tonight in that first game, I'm going to be steamed.
And then we get back to the rest or rust thing. I mean, is it good that you get a week off between the regular season and having to play?
How's Donovan Mitchell's knee?
You tell me.
I would think with a week off, it's better.
I hope you're right. I mean, that's just the ultimate X factor for this team. If he's not healthy, we are in trouble. I don't know if we're necessarily in trouble against Orlando, but when we get to that second, I can't remember the last time.
If he's not healthy, you're in trouble against Orlando.
Well, yeah. I just, you know, Anthony, the first thing when I walked in the door, Anthony's like, what do you think? Cavs moving on? This is going to be great. Playoff start. No. And I go, if you told me that Mitchell was healthy, I would have a ton of enthusiasm for what's going on.
Assume that he is until he shows us he's not. And I mean that. Assume that he is.
Okay. Jeff says assume it, so we'll feel better about it, right?
Well, I think you should.
Are you optimistic then?
Optimistic, not necessarily. Do I think they'll beat Orlando in the first round? I do.
Okay.
I don't know. And if they don't, get ready, because it'll be a summer of, whoo, really? They did that? You watch. They don't beat Orlando. Look out.
216-474-0092. That's the number to call in all the time. And then during the show, you know, you can always get a hold of us on X at CLE Talking. It's Mary Kay Cabot. Coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes here, J.W. Johnson, Browns Executive Vice President and partner in the Haslam Sports Group. He will join us at 11:40. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports NFL writer. His All Juice team is out. We'll talk to him about that. Chris Rose, Native Son. He'll be with us at 1 o'clock. Can't wait. We're got all this great stuff coming up for you right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.